Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I can't use the word good at any point today after what we watched last night as the Knicks blew a 17-point fourth quarter lead, as the Knicks blew a 9-point lead with under a minute, a 14-point lead with 2.5 minutes, all the other, and you can hear all the stats too. First time in 1,414 times since 1998 in a playoff game. You heard it. 1,400 times a team has been up 9 points or more at the end of the game or end of overtime with a minute left up by nine. 1,400 times, never lost. Last night, they lost. In one of the more just brutal watches at the end of this game as Nesmith of the Pacers is hitting every damn three-pointer, knowing all you have to do is not foul and stop the three-point shot. And Naismith is hitting every single stinking three down the stretch of this game. You get everything. You get bad calls against the Knicks. You get a bad replay, or at least a tough replay against the Knicks. You get missed foul shots from Karl-Anthony Towns and OG Anunoby. You get a miraculous hot streak from a three-point shooter, Naismith, who hits 5 in the fourth, 8 of 9 for the game. You get a miraculous shooter's touch on a ball off the back of the rim from Halliburton at the end of regulation that goes about a mile up in the air. I could have sworn it hit the scoreboard or hit the Jumbotron and went right back through the rim to send that game to overtime. And then in overtime, the Knicks stumbled all over themselves, were sloppy with the basketball, jump out to a 4-point lead, and then completely cough that up as well as we watched one of the all-time collapses in Knick history and one of the worst losses in franchise history. An absolute, utter, disgusting game. And so many things had to go against them. So many things. Whether it's things that are out of their control, like a bad call on a goaltending, which is, again, these are not in any particular order or of chronological order or order of importance, because they absolutely blew this game. But yeah, it took a goaltending call that doesn't go their way. It takes a loose ball foul after OG Anunoby is unable to just grab a pass. A loose ball foul that, yeah, you could argue wasn't a foul, but was called on the floor, and it took them, I don't know, about 35 minutes to look at and make up their minds on, and the call goes against the Knicks. Halliburton and that last second shot, that ball in the air is still haunting my dreams. I was celebrating that he missed that shot. It was already over, and it falls right back through. as they just pull off an unbelievable down the stretch performance. And they, you know, part of it, as much as the Knicks collapsed, you got to give the Pacers credit. I mean, Nesmith hits every single damn shot. So, listen, did they do play poor defense down the stretch? Absolutely. Did Josh Hart slip and slide his way all over the court? Change his shoes or something. He's absolutely slipping and sliding all over the court. He can't close out. Some of them were slightly contested. Some of them were open. But he hit all five, and it took every single one of them. And then the killer missed free throws at the end of the game are just, you know what's going to happen. You could feel it coming on. You could sense it. And to me, the worst part of it all, for me, as much as the end and the sequence and all the plays that we've gone through all morning long, and you know them, and you can give me a call. We'll go through each one if you'd like at 888-808-1019. To me, the real disappointing part of this, beyond the disaster that is the end of the game, besides the numbers of how rare it is that you blow a lead like this or how significant it is to lose game one at home, Knicks have never lost game one at home in a series and come back to win the series. The conference finals, typically it's 78% of the team that wins game one goes on to win the series. All of that, and now the uphill battle, losing home court advantage. The uphill battle they now face heading into as much of a must-win game on Friday night as you could possibly have without it actually being a must-win game. The thing that bothers me the most is that they had this game won in a fashion that the Indiana Pacers would like to play. They took it to them, and you know, it wasn't like they bogged the Pacers down. It wasn't like the Knicks came out and their game plan was the difference, and this game was in the 90s or the low hundreds, and you know, they were forcing the Pacers out of their game and out of their fast break offense. Like, it wasn't. It was a back and forth, fast paced game. Like, you even heard Charles Barkley, I've referenced this a lot, that halftime, Charles Barkley's talking about, well, listen, if I'm the Pacers, I'm actually pleased. You know, the game is kind of going in their direction. They're playing their style of game. I'm like, yeah, okay, sure it is, but the Knicks are better at it. The Knicks were better at it. And with so much talk about the Pacers, oh, such a lengthy break, you know, a full week and a day, they might come out cold. They might come out a little rusty. They come out hitting every single shot. They come out on fire and hit the first eight shots of the game, and the Knicks are right there with them. The Knicks and Karl Anthony Towns, we're looking for Karl Anthony Towns to get it started, and he does, and he attacks the basket, and he's hitting threes, and he's playing a great basketball game. Mitch Robinson comes in and makes an impact defensively. He's getting offensive rebounds, which we talked about was so important against this team. They're making the key, some of the key things we needed, they're getting, but at the same time, the Pacers are playing the game they want to play, and the Knicks are doing it better. And in the final, you know, with the 8 minute mark, or, you know, 3 minutes into the fourth quarter, Jalen Brunson with a 3-point lead gets the fifth foul of the game for him. He has to go on the bench. OG Anunoby hits a step back three, a layup, a contested basket underneath the basket, a quick 5 points, and the Knicks pull away with Jalen Brunson on the floor. And they pull away to a 17-point lead, and more than just winning game one, they're making a statement with game one. They're on their way to winning a basketball game. The Pacers got what they wanted, and the Knicks were better at it. The Knicks had a better plus-minus on the bench. Obviously, not as many points because they play more guys, but their bench was rather ineffective. It wasn't stopping the Knicks from getting basket after basket. The Knicks couldn't be stopped offensively. They were playing the Pacers game and doing it better. And to blow that and to take that opportunity of taking the commanding lead that leads to an 80% chance to win the series, taking the Pacers game and saying, it doesn't matter if you play your game. We're better at it. We'll slow you down and play our game. We'll beat you that way. And if we can't, and this is a run-and-gun type game, we'll beat you that way too. We were 5 minutes, 2.5 minutes, 38 seconds away from making that statement. And instead, lackadaisical play, instead a loss of effort in the last 2.5 minutes, instead, allowing threes when that's the only thing you can't allow. Instead, missing foul shots at the end of the game. Instead, being extremely sloppy with the ball in overtime. And Jalen Brunson dribbling it all over the place. He scores 43 points. He's a minus 8 or 9 in this game. We talk about legacy games and legacy series. This is the first time they've been to the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. We've said it a million times. You cannot come out and blow that game in the manner in which they did.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You can't give that effort in the last 2.5 minutes. And if you're Jalen Brunson, I'm sorry. I said this a couple times. I'm watching the end of the game and then the little bit of the post game and the on court interview, a little bit on TNT. I turned to MSG, and the first thing I see when I turned to MSG, just a few minutes, you know, after the game ended, I turned to MSG and they got a graphic up about how many 40-point games Jalen Brunson's had in the postseason. Like, that's the story of tonight. Now, to be fair, I missed the opening of it. Maybe I missed 5 or 6 minutes. I don't know. But it felt like that shouldn't have been in the first half hour of the postgame. Who gives a damn he scored 43 points and where that ranks in Knicks history? Because I can tell you where the loss ranks in Knicks history, right at the freaking top. And these are legacy games for this team, for this coach, for Leon Rose, and for Jalen Brunson. And quite honestly, despite having 43 points and making big shots and getting to the rim and his ability of switching hands and his footwork and, you know, creating off-balance shots, as great as he is, and I'm not trying to blame him for this, but if you're Mr. Clutch, and you're the captain of this team, you can't allow this team to play like this. And you can't be a minus in the game. And you can't be so terrible defensively where, let's be honest, the game was being won without him, and then the game was lost with him. And now the Knicks have to find a way to do what they've done in fairness at every turn. It's why I've been saying throughout the entire Pistons series and certainly throughout the entire Celtics series, I trust this team. I trust this team. They haven't put back-to-back bad efforts together. They haven't lost back-to-back games. When they needed it, when they have to step up, they have. And now, boy, do they ever have to step up. And they have to find a way to get back to where they were with a lead late in the fourth quarter and win game number two, settle everything down in this series, get the home court advantage back in Indiana, find a way to take one there and come back for game number five, at worst tied 2-2, because you can't lose this series and you can't blow those games that you have an opportunity to win and take a foothold in this series and watch it wash away like that. And I know the Pacers made a lot of plays, hit a lot of threes, and have done it prior. They did it against Milwaukee. They did it against Cleveland. But this is where the Knicks live. The Knicks live with coming back down big in the fourth quarter. The Knicks live in just keep it close, and they'll make the smart plays, and they'll make the better plays, and they've been the better team in the fourth quarter. And instead, that all got tip-turned upside down in the last 2.5 minutes of game number one, and now the Knicks have their back against the wall, and they're going to have to do what they've done every time their back has been against the wall this entire year. They're going to have to get off the deck and find a way to win a basketball game. 888-808-1019, and now Friday night feels like the series. Tomorrow night feels like the series. They better win this game because it's hard to imagine the Knicks winning this series, losing the first two games at home.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.